The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As Jesus was passing through a field of grain on the Sabbath, his disciples began to make a path while picking the heads of grain. At this, the Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he was in need and he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of offering that only the priests could lawfully eat and shared it with his companions?" Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. That is why the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. Why was the Sabbath made for man? I mean, the whole idea of keeping a Sabbath day, which for us now is Sunday, because that's the day of the resurrection, is because in the story of creation, we're told that God rested on the seventh day. So really, the purpose of the Sabbath was more for people to rest, to stop from work. That's how the Jewish people observed the Sabbath and still observe it this way. They stop working on the Sabbath day. For them, it's Saturday. But the reason for that is for us to remember, to remind us that we're not in control, that life will go on even when we stop working, when we rest, because God is the one who is in control. God is the one who maintains our existence and the existence of the whole universe. It's not depending on us. The Sabbath was given us as a day of rest, so we can focus that day on our spiritual needs. Throughout the week, we're busy, just like now, people throughout the ages were busy working, making, you know, taking care of their needs, providing for their families, for themselves. But we needed to rest. We all need some time to rest so we can reflect on our spiritual work, so we can work on our relationship with God, just like we need to work on our relationship with our spouses, with our children, with our friends. It's a day for us to reflect on our spiritual journey. How have I done this week? What could I improve on? What good things I did that will give glory to God? The purpose of the rest is not just to sit, do nothing, and watch football on TV or sports. It's for time for us to give us the time to reconnect with God, to reconnect with one ourselves, and to reconnect with our families. Because as you know, family life today is very stressful, very busy. A lot of times families don't get a chance to see each other during the week or sit down and talk to one another, have meaningful conversations. That's why God gave us the Sabbath day. So it'll be a day of rest, so we can focus on our spiritual life, we can focus on our relationships with God, with family and friends, and with ourselves.